Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Heart needs a secretary.
S38 Special, bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Patey's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of The Joy of Marketing, co-author of Worth Every Penny, joyofmarketing.com, right, Sarah? That's the website?
And that's it.
And that's Sarah with an H if you're Googling her. Sarah, thanks again for being here. We talked about cash flow earlier in the previous segment, but we're coming up on the holidays, and you also mentioned discounting a little bit in the previous segment. If you're trying to get cash flow moving, maybe you go online and offer a discount. But what should be your discount strategy, your discount attitude, your philosophy as we go into the holidays? What do we, when do we discount? Should we discount? What's the logic behind doing it? What are the dangers? What are the opportunities?
Absolutely. Well, the dangers of discounting, of course, are teaching your good clients to wait for a sale.
Yeah.
It's attracting price-sensitive buyers who only want cheap, and I know people will try to sell you discounted things like Groupon and say, well, but they'll try it and then they'll come back. People who don't value what you do, but they want it if it's really cheap, aren't going to come back at full price because they don't value it.
Right.
And, of course, it devalues your brand because something people used to pay $100 for, now they can get for $50. So in their mind, they look at it as a $50 product or service.
Right.
So the way I look at discounting is running it through the filter of, is there a reason in the mind of the consumer? So if you're just panicking and you're trying to get sales for cash flow, that's when it gets very dangerous. But sometimes there's a reason. Like for retailers at the end of the season, you know, if you go to J. Crew in January and you get the winter stuff, you're going to get it pretty cheap because they have to bring in their new spring stuff. And you
right.
also know you're not going to get a choice of every size and every color. You kind
right.
of get what you get. So there's a reason for that sale. So for small businesses, you know, if there's an inventory closeout or something like that, there can be a reason for that sale. But just because you're panicked and you don't have cash flow, that's when it's very dangerous.
Well, exactly. And you establish, as you say, you what you're doing is you're reestablishing what your product's worth. And you, I'll tell you something else. You're confusing yourself on who your profile customers are.
And
because now the people coming in, you don't know if the people coming in are people who love your special sauce and would buy it, pay any price for it, or if they're people who will only show up when you discount. And as a small business owner, Sarah, you're more likely to provide a lot more service than a big company is.
Absolutely.
And that's worth more. And if all you're doing is discounting, then you can't afford that. And one of the things that I remind small business owners about is that, guys, you're not Walmart. You don't need the world to come to your door. You only need about 100 people or 50 people or 200 people, whatever the number is. But you just need to find those people who are willing to pay for your special sauce, who love your special sauce. And then you give them a discount when it makes sense by the product or by the circumstance or whatever, like it's a discontinued product or something. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you use a bundling strategy. So instead of buying one at full price, when you buy three and you prepay for the year or a situation like that, they're getting a better price because they're buying more.
Right.
So they see that as a reason. You can't just get that if you buy one, but because you're buying three. So an opportunity here for people is to look at how can I create more value for the people who love me instead of discounting to anybody. And so what I like to talk about are value-added incentives. How can you reward them for making an investment by giving them a little extra rather than taking away from your margin? And most people, they're full profit.
Mm-hmm.
You're discounting 30 to 50%. That's your profit. So
when I see people doing that, it tells me they don't really know what their profitability situation is.
They definitely don't.
Yeah.
And it creates
and you know
panic.
What? That's a dinosaur waiting to become extinct, isn't it?
It is, and it creates so much panic. I've seen successful photography businesses doing great and get a little nervous about cash flow, and I saw one do a big Groupon thing, and she said, "Sarah, you're wrong. It's getting me all this business." And 3 months later called me in tears. "I think I need to close.
Yeah.
Nobody likes me. No,
yeah.
Everything's too
yeah.
expensive, and they got it cheap." And I said, "No, you just got the wrong customers." And
yeah.
helped her refocus on marketing the right way by building relationships and reaching out one by one to her loyal clients and seeing what she can do to thrill them. And she got her train back on track. But if she was more established,
yeah.
when you do that in your newer in business, you can really, you know, all the wheels can come off.
Well, so it really is important that when you think about discounting, that you look at it from a big picture strategy standpoint, right? I mean, what are the ask what the implications are. Okay, one implication is we'll get more business in. The other implication is we'll devalue our product or our service. You know, what are the different implications? And see if it's worth all that when you add it up.
For sure. And we live by average sale. So that's how we do our business planning. This many clients at this sale. Well, once you
right.
start discounting, then your average sale is going to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, completely lost.
So be careful about the discounting. That's the
yes.
one main thing to do, folks. Make sure it's part of your strategy. Joyofmarketing.com. Is that right?
Yes.
The book
That's
is called
it.
Worth Every Penny. Sarah Petty, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again soon.
I sure will. Thanks.
See you next time. Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.